no problem with the cursing because we'll edit that out. But the other thing we won't be able to do is if we you won't be able to listen back before it goes live.
Oh, that's okay.
So make sure you just don't call anybody any names.
Okay.
Only ourselves. Okay, ready? You ready?
Yep.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. It is episode 27.
Already?
Imagine.
That's half a year, is it?
27.
Yeah, wow.
That was the house I lived in all for most of my life. 27.
Was it?
Yeah, 27 Lakeshore Drive was where we lived for most of our life.
27 doesn't have an awful lot.
No, it doesn't mean a lot to you.
It doesn't mean a lot to me, no.
Didn't have your first baby at 27.
I'd had my first baby at 27.
Had you?
I had a one-year-old, yeah.
These days, they'd be like looking at 37 and
I know,
into their 40s.
I just don't know how they'd have the energy, because if I had to have a baby now at 38, I'd be like, sorry now, I need a nanny.
my sister, she's still my little sister, had her fourth baby. And she's just beautiful and just even nicer to say, how are you doing the night thing?
I know, that's it. I think if ever you get broody, you just like go and see someone who has a baby and just spend an hour and then. No, definitely not.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, look, we're going to start with food in just a moment. Before that, let's do a little bit of a catch up from some of the things that we talked about last week. Again, some more stupid things. I did a great stupid one during the week now. This is very stupid. So, you know, in our house, the where you put, what's it called? The washing basin, that thing.
Great start.
That's in the middle.
Yeah.
And then you've got the dishwasher on your left.
Yeah.
And you've got the fridge on your right.
Okay, you put a plate into the fridge.
Oh, loads of cutlery.
Did you?
Loads of dirty cutlery.
Oh my God.
Into the fridge.
Do you know what's really annoying?
Go on.
A cutlery drawer in a dishwasher where the knife has cut the plastic bottoms and it doesn't go in or there's a knife sticking out.
Yes.
Oh, it's so annoying.
In fact, in our last dishwasher, that was happening. Everything was falling through the bottom. That one day, same sister who had the baby and the husband were visiting us and he saw that.
Yeah.
And he went home and he said, I can't deal with the fact that they have a dishwasher. So he went online, ordered us a new one.
Did he? I just don't know why they don't make the metal instead of plastic.
Know. It's probably because, with those things, they cost a fair bit when you have to replace them.
Yeah.
Do you remember years ago we had a little doggie who liked our washing machine?
Buttons, yeah.
So she ate the buttons off the washing machine. And we went into the local shop and we said, can we get replacement buttons for the washing machine? They said, that'll be the last buttons you'll eat because these are like 90 euro.
You used to have to take them off and put them up on the counter every time you used to use them.
Well, she was a divil. Yeah. The other thing is Jane's lovely jackets. She just took a like to eating Jane's lovely jackets.
Oh.
Yeah, left my jacket.
Were you feeding her?
Perfectly. Oh, feeding her fine.
Just Jane.
Yeah, just
you had
Jane.
An issue, problem with Jane.
Yeah. Mine were absolutely fine. Hers were a disaster.
So you had a crazy week. Well, I'll tell you why. The reason you had we all had a bit of a crazy week, no more than me. The Mercury was in retrograde. I thought it was renegade. So I put a post up with that song Renegade Master from the 90s.
Yeah.
And then one of the ladies came back and she's like, it's not renegade, it's retrograde. I was like, okay, spot the blonde. But apparently Mercury is in retrograde until the 19th or 17th of October, and that causes humans to go a bit crazy and be very, very tired, or the complete other extreme and be really highly strung and wired. So I got a little bit of both.
Last week, I was in foul humour.
You rubbed off on me, definitely.
I was going to say, the great thing was, by the time I met you on Monday, I was like, hey, how's it going? How's things? You were like a pig.
Oh, I was like a pig. Somebody was talking to me at school, and you're like, just friggin' don't want to talk to people. So you're like, been very nice, but walking away and didn't get it and still kept talking to me. It's like, oh God.
So are bad moods contagious? I presume they are.
I'm teaching my kids now, from now on, I'm just going to say to them, I'll be in the car. I'm not coming to the gate to pick you up. It's going to be lash and rain.
You're old enough to find which car I'm in.
Exactly. I won't park across the road.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. Mercury was in retrograde. So if you're feeling a bit out of sorts, that's apparently why.
I've still no idea. What is it? Mercury the planet?
I think so. It must be the planet.
And what does retrograde mean?
I have no idea. I just Googled, what does Mercury in retrograde do to humans? And all these things came up. So
the other thing from last week is, and I can't believe you did this without me, but you climbed the reek.
All right, I only went up a small bit.
I was building the suspense.
Like the one time.
I was building the suspense. People were going to say, yeah, they know.
They know. She did not climb it.
In high heels.
The first time I've worn a pair of heels in 2 years, and he says, as we're passing, we'll go up for a bit of a walk? It's tough going, you'd want a proper pair of ankle mounted
supports.
Support ones.
He did tell me that there was a lot of heavy breathing going on beside
him. Yeah, you had to go up a road first, and then there was a load of wooden steps, and then it was... I just needed to be psyched for it.
Yeah, the thing about these things is, if you attack them too ferociously, you'll end up paying the price really quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have to go...
that's typical me, like, horse into
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then after half a kilometre, you're done. Yeah. So what you have
to
do...
I'm going back to the car.
I'll roll down and go back to the car. What you have to do is, because it goes in three stages, it goes up, it goes across, and then it goes up.
Yeah.
So you have to focus and say, well, I need the energy for the last up, so I'm going to go easy up here. Yeah. It's brilliant, though. It's really good.
I believe you.
So how far did you get to past the statue?
We went about a little bit past the statue, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody who knows the Reek knows where the statue is.
We had a lovely overlook of the car park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's a start. You've got the first few steps. Eventually we'll get the whole way to the top.
We'll do it, we'll do it. We were actually in Sligo yesterday at a rugby match, and there was a great... It's not the one now where Queen Maeve is buried. That's... What's that one called?
Oh, yeah. Up in the... You're coming in up on the left-hand side.
What's it called? Belbulben.
Belbulben is... Isn't that
fabulous? It's not that one. It's another one on the kind of the far side over by... what's the Strand Hill area. But they had a really cool walkway up to it and up to the forest.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm definitely going to go back and do that. I'd have more interest now in that than climbing the Reek.
If there was a lift or something. Actually, if you go towards Benbulbin, there's a load of lovely villages as you come out of Sligo's. As you know them all.
Yeah, yeah.
And W.B. Yeats' grave is in one of them. Is it Drumcliff?
Yes,
on the
it
way
is.
Out? Oh, it's fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
it's lovely.
Lovely.
I haven't been in Sligo in so long. It was like flashbacks to when I used to go to Letterkenny when I was in Charlestown.
Yeah.
And you'd see that Feed O'Donnell bus. That's the bus we got. Yeah. And you'd see it come around the corner over by Knock. It was like, oh, this is it now for another week. Dermot used to drop us at like 9:30 at night on a Sunday, and I was like, oh.
I know, it was that late on a Sunday night.
Late.
And we're going back.
You got up 11:45.
Yeah, it was a disaster. Jane was in Sligo yesterday, and she spent her time in Ross's Point.
Yeah, she said it was fab.
She said it was absolutely fabulous.
It's beautiful up there.
And yesterday, I took ours back to Westport for a little walk around.
Oh, wow.
So I went with the intention of doing something, but we ended up just doing what they wanted to do. So Market 57, Amber.
Love that.
Amber, a couple of other places. Amber is a little place that sells gemstones and that kind of stuff. And then out to the Tesco in Westport, which is always a little bit quieter than the Tesco's everywhere else. And it was lovely. And Westport was alive and buzzing, and there was people out eating on the street, and it was lovely.
The weather's been great, so it's a little bit of...
Yeah, we've had a respite from some of the heavy weather that we've had the last couple of days.
Crap all week. God.
Yeah, it was a bit of a miserable week.
Not less walks done this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How's the walking going?
Well, I drove in one day. It's happening, even if it's raining.
Yeah.
Sure, like it was so wet. Yeah. Like you would make yourself sick if you walked in that rain. So I had to turn around and come home.
Yeah, it's no fun.
So we're starting fresh again tomorrow. We're going to go again. We're resetting.
We're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to you earlier on, like I hadn't been on the bike in a while. I decided to go on the bike today.
He's just mental.
Yeah. It was just, I hate cycling.
But as I said, like, why didn't you just do like 20K? How many did you do? 55K?
I did too many,
you're too old now to be at that carry on.
Yeah, and I'm
That's
on my
where
own.
You hear of people, oh, look, what did you hear about Johnny Magoo? He dropped out of a heart attack.
Don't.
Guarantee you Johnny Magoo was off jumping up mountains or cycling 100K on a Sunday. So that happens.
A lot of people do it.
Pre-warned you.
They join clubs or they have friends that come with them. Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I'm minding my knees.
and they like, it's a social thing. So they go out and they chat and they stop for coffee.
It does
and
help when you have someone with you.
I'm out there and I am.
They do that.
Can you imagine?
They stop for lunch and cycle home.
Yeah. I would be out there, and if anybody ever sees me, I'm the guy that's going, I hate this.
Screaming.
I hate everything about this. I'm only doing this for one reason. And I'm thinking, who in their right mind got up this morning on a beautiful Sunday and said, do you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go up on a bike that I hate and go around in a massive big circle and come back to where I started.
Maybe you've got like schizophrenia and you've got two Davids. And you're a Mr.
I'm a David and a Dave.
Yeah, a David and a Dave. Nobody likes the Dave. And Dave says, come on, we're going off on a big cycle. And then halfway through, David comes back in and goes, what the hell am I doing?
And dogs attacking me on bikes.
Are your pains in the arse of cyclists anyways? Come on now. And we met a load of them yesterday, about 9 of them cycling. They took up the whole road, delayed the whole show. I was very close to opening my door as we passed them and knocking them all off. Like they do in the Tour de France, where one falls and then they all
everybody
falls. Oh my God, pull in, lads.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Tractors and cyclists. The enemy.
Of the people. We start with food, as we do every week. Welcome to the podcast. This is Sarah Butler at home. That's Sarah Butler.
That's me.
And this is David, her brother-in-law, helping out. And we're talking food again this week, as we always do. Oh, by the way, before we get to food, we might as well just talk about it. Because physically, in your hands, this weekend, the reason why we're a little bit late releasing our podcast is because you physically actually got a book in your hands.
Yes.
Not just any book. Your own book.
Yes. Got the book.
Looked through it.
Yeah.
Spelling mistakes.
Everything was fine.
Photographs.
But Sarah was like, not. I had to. I mean, I rang the printers and I was like, actually Dermot rang them for me. I really thought I was having a panic attack on, I think it was Thursday morning.
Yeah, he told me.
I couldn't
me.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Like, I really was.
It's awful, isn't it?
That's, oh, God.
Have you ever had a full-blown
no,
panic
No, and
attack?
I'm not planning on being somebody who does, because I don't have time to be having panic attacks. It delayed me a lot.
Might have lessened to anxiety attacks, but they're still fairly horrific. Oh, they're awful.
I felt like my head was going to just explode. But anyways, just the stress of it all. So he rang the printers. Now, who I've been dealing with always, 17 years with my business, he was like, Michal, will you just do a video of the book and send it down to her? She's freaking out. So he had to send a video of the book to me. And then they're coming on it like a big, big pallet and a big, huge truck. But Dermot was like, will you just send us a box down so we can get them? So it was great. We went to, he went off yesterday morning at 7 o'clock and got them in the depot.
Did you do it at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, off he went.
Because myself and himself went out.
A few pints. Oh, there was, we went out. It wasn't main roads, put it that way.
Oh, no, but I didn't mean it for that reason, because we were home very early and we didn't have a lot.
You were home. You only had 4 pints.
Yeah.
And you were home at 10 o'clock.
He'd need to be on his own. I wouldn't mind having the car with him.
No, definitely not. Not after 4 pints of Guinness. Jesus. Seriously.
It was good old crack though.
I heard actually that there's a mattress now. There's bed sheets that you can get that
soak up the smell.
Soak up the smell of farts. So I need to look that up. But yeah, we got the book physically in my hand.
Women don't fart.
No, we don't.
Sorry. Physical book in hand, went through it. Happy.
All good. So it's like massive relief. It was like having a child.
So anybody who's listening to this who's ordered, and they have been messaging us saying they've ordered mm-hmm. over the next couple of weeks, you shall be getting a physical copy of the book themselves, which
absolutely.
Is just brilliant.
So it's great. It was a great relief to have it back all good.
Very good. Imagine if they like the Sarah spelled wrong.
Oh, stop.
Or dropped the H, which is S-A-R-A.
Yeah, because like you're looking at things so much, you could possibly miss the biggest mistake.
Yeah, you're looking at it. Yeah, mate, it happened to me making an ad once, you know.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. I can't really say too much about it, but there was a word left in it. And it was back in the days before, we can now change some, I could be at home and I could change something if I needed to do it. But back then, it used to go into a system and it would make copies of that and it would lock in.
Lock in.
And I was at home on a Friday evening.
And you heard yourself on the radio?
I heard the ad going out.
Can we hear more details, please?
No, it was an ad that had bad words in it.
Oh, shit.
It might have been that word. But what had happened was, I had asked a guy to do a number. It was a particular busy to do a number. And he had made a mistake, but he doesn't make mistakes. And then he made a mistake and he left a word in and I had just made...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then... You get in really big trouble.
Well, the fear was that because it makes duplicates of the ad, that it was going to go for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And client would be saying, was there something in my ad?
Well, he probably got lots of publicity out of it, it could be like a little PR stunt.
Well, can I tell you this now? This was 1999.
Okay.
So ever since then, I will check an ad, I'll double check an ad, and I'll triple check an ad.
Mistakes are...
Yeah, just make sure. You learn from your mistakes. We start with food. Hello, everybody. This is the Sarah...
already.
I don't know how long we're into this.
Oh,
we haven't got food.
I don't know. We haven't talked about anything.
No.
We don't have a huge amount of food to talk about this week.
Well, I want to talk about steak, because it looks like both you had steak and I had steak. And I want to talk about our steak experiences over the last couple of days.
Well, mine wasn't very exciting, bar the fact that the steak was excellent. Like, I didn't do any special marinades or sauces with it. But we were late home yesterday, so I knew we had no food in the house. Flew in to Liam Cannon, got my lovely spuds and lovely sugar snaps and green beans, all lovely and fresh. And then I flew down to Gilligan's Butchers and I got 4 fillets. And they were so gorgeous.
Visions of you flying.
If I wish, I'd love to be able to fly. And we
so
barbecued
4 fillets
them.
You went for?
Yeah, 4 fillets. So we barbecued them, the final barbecue of the year.
You reckon?
It was so nice last night.
Lovely. Potatoes?
Potatoes.
Sugar
and
snaps.
Steamed the spuds. They were lovely, kind of soapy ones. You know them ones. They're not floury.
Okay.
Lovely.
Waxy.
Ones. Yeah, waxy.
Okay.
Green beans, sugar snaps, and steak, salt, ketchup, milk.
Oh, a glass of milk with it.
Yeah.
So what about, how are you cooking them? Is everybody well done? Or?
We were well done. Probably overcooked them a wee bit. We should have set the timer for 7 minutes aside, but we did it for like 8 and a half. But they were lovely. They were so good.
We did. We went for two ribeye and two fillet.
Okay.
And did it with skinny chips.
Oh, lovely.
And long stem broccoli.
Mmm.
And asparagus.
Okay, yeah, lovely asparagus.
Does the asparagus thing happen to you?
Yeah, your wee goes funny colour.
Stink.
You smell, yeah.
You stink.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
It's like when you eat.
Might need to go to the doctor.
Mom, what were them cereals with there was a big yellow man?
Sugar puffs.
Sugar puffs. If you have a bowl of sugar puffs, you smell, your pee smells like sugar puffs.
Oh, the asparagus. I get really bad with the asparagus one now. I'd be like ringing the doctor going, there's something wrong with my wee. It smells
sure
really
it's
bad.
I'm sure happened. I'm sure people have gone to the doctor going, like, my wee is a crazy colour and it smells really weird. Were you eating asparagus?
I was.
I'm going to start, actually. It's something I've noticed a few on a few cookery shows. I'm going to start.
Smelling people's wee.
I can tell you what to eat for the day based on the colour of your wheat.
You have too much sugar in your diet.
I'll be like in a caravan on Market Square, like Mystic Sarah.
Just bring in your pee.
Bring in your pee. I'll tell you what you had for your lunch.
Oh, Jesus.
Look it. Never say never with me. Yeah, I could be doing anything in a month's time.
Again,
God
nothing,
knows.
Nothing.
But what I do want to do is I want to start oven baking my broccoli and my cauliflower.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently it makes a really good job of them. I would always steam them. But what you do is you toss them in olive oil and salt and pepper and you oven bake them for about like 12 minutes.
Right.
They're really crunchy. So I'm going to give that a go and I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. So with this for steak for us, we had the proper cast iron pan.
You had the lines in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no oil, so you get that smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of oil on your steak.
Yeah. Room temperature.
Pepper. Room temperature.
Essential.
I took it out much earlier. Black pepper and some ackle salt.
Yeah.
And left it in, finished them in the oven. They were lovely. And then you get plenty of little bit of juice.
The juice, yeah.
That you can put back over it again.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it was
what
good.
You're missing the barbecue.
No milk, glass of wine.
No milk, glass of wine.
Glass of wine.
Well, I also had a bottle of wine after my milk. I'm not totally crazy.
It was Saturday
night, like.
But you have to make sure that you're supporting your local butchers and getting good beef.
Just makes all the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does.
We're going to stick with beef because you also talked about beef curry this week.
Yeah, I got a beef curry. Now, I know we talked about the chicken curry that I did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I just said, we'll try it with beef. Because I had the beef and I was like, oh, I don't really feel like Guinness pie.
Guinness poo.
You need to start going to the pub and drinking Guinness. This is affecting me.
Sorry. Guinness pie.
I said, we'll have something else with beef. So I said, I'd do the beef curry and it was so yummy. I marinated it overnight in the spices and popped it in the oven, left it all day long. And the beef was just gorgeous. Same ingredients as the chicken, but just a longer
used beef
and an overnight
slow,
marinade.
Yeah. It is. We do, Jane does the royal lamb curry every now and then.
Yeah, really good.
Again, a slow cook with the lamb curry and it is absolutely delicious. And we're into that time, of course, when we're back eating more. That's
cozy
the excuse
food.
For right. Cozy foods, yeah. So stews again.
Yeah, I have a stew at home in the oven there now.
Have you?
Yeah, lovely chicken stew.
Oh, I have a ham on sincerely this morning.
You?
Yeah. And then I had, for when I came back from my cycle, I had a rasher and white pudding sandwich.
Oh, lovely.
Washed down by Gaviscon. And Jane says, do you want some mayonnaise or do you want some lettuce? Actually, she said, do you want some tomato on that? I was like, no, I'll have pudding.
Yeah.
And then she says, and do you want a bit of mayonnaise? No, I'll have ketchup. I want proper.
Proper.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't have was white bread. If I had white bread, it would have been the full proper. Is that it anyway? Is that our food?
That's kind of it with food.
Right. That's all right. We've done okay with food this week.
Yeah.
Let's get through some of the bits and pieces that you sent me this week. Tattoo. Oh,
nose. Yeah. I don't know. So somebody's tattoo. And if you were to get a tattoo, or have you a tattoo?
No.
And if you don't, what would you get and where would you get it?
The thing about a tattoo.
A music symbol on my ankle.
I think about a tattoo is I would be one of those people that would be, say, if it was like on your hand or your arm, you'd be in the shower going,
Just
try to get that off. You know, you can't get it off.
Know,
it's there forever.
It's claustrophobic.
Somebody that we know very well got a tattoo when they were much younger.
Yeah.
In Newcastle. For very cheap money at the time.
It was a fiver.
And it was a butterfly.
It was a butterfly.
It's still a butterfly. At certain stages in life, it became a bit of a crow. And then it went back to a butterfly again. And
top tip, don't get a tattoo on your like belly.
Yeah.
If you're a woman and plan on having children.
When you're full of drink.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Not a great idea. I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah,
I've always would like, I presume people would, it's a bit corny to say that you get the initials of your children or something.
Yeah, you you could, yeah, but you'd have to be like Angelina Jolie and get like the stars, where the stars aligned, or you know, it's like lines.
Mercury was in retrograde that day.
Yeah,
get
that's
that.
It.
Mercury's in retrograde across
it's
me
lines
chest.
And dots. It's yeah. some. Other language or ancient whatever.
Might get get the podcast on my back at SB and a Thunder
yeah.
Lightning DC.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd say once the needle touched me, I'd be like, no, it's done!
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, God, I don't like tattoos. I love tattoos. I love when people have tattoos and I'm always intrigued, and I love sleeves.
Do you?
Oh, I think they're so cool if they're done really well.
The full arm.
Yeah.
David Beckham.
I love looking at people's. I'm like, I'd be in a shop, and if like the till person has a tattoo, I'm like, oh, I love your tattoo. What does it
what
mean?
Does it represent?
Why did you get that? Yeah. I love that. I don't know. I don't like to not have control over something. So the fact that it'll be on my body forever.
Yeah.
So I'd have to put it somewhere that I couldn't see it. So I get
your nose,
your face tattooed on my arse.
I think every now and then you can say, can somebody kick me in the arse, please?
Oh, David's at home. Yeah. Every time I sit down,
why
I don't know.
Hurt.
I don't know
smell
what
of farts.
I get. Oh, sorry. I don't know what I get, but I would have to get it in one colour. I wouldn't go for a colour. It'd
yeah,
be black.
One colour, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're starting to think about it now.
No,
maybe
God,
for
no.
your 40th birthday.
No, I wouldn't know.
Dermot and Sarah forever. Love heart.
Yeah, yeah. It'd actually be very funny to get a really funny one. Like, on your arse, so that if you were out and you're like, I have a tattoo of something pure daft on my arse, and people are like, you do in your arse, and I'm
and you
like,
go,
there you
sure
go.
There you go. Cheek.
So I suppose if you were to get one, you could completely get a funny one.
What about, we'll say, if you like, when you reach 50,000, you have to get one.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. One way to get people to follow me.
It has to be on your forehead.
Yeah, I think, no. I think if I was, it'd be something funny for the crack.
Yeah. And again, it would have to be, you see, that crack had be gone and you'd be going, why did I do that to myself?
Yeah, but she can't see it if it's on your arse. That's grand.
Would you seriously go for the arse, like?
If it was something funny, I think that'd be really funny to say I've got a tattoo of Homer Simpson on my arse. People would be like, you do not. And then to show them, they'd be like, oh God, she does.
You do.
But yeah, I don't know, it's a mad one.
Okay, so we'll make a pact. We'll both get a tattoo of something.
If
you reach 100,000.
You can be Sideshow Bob.
Thanks.
And I'll be Krusty the Clown.
If anybody here is Sideshow Bob, it's you. Because you have the feet.
I have the feet. Oh, that's very true. That's very true.
Tattoos. Maybe some people are listening to this now that you have tattoos. Actually, I like the ones. Some people, you say to them, what does that tattoo mean? And they say, it's actually personal.
Yes.
And I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
yeah.
go, I kind of admire that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's okay. Because it's mm-hmm. something important to you. And a lot of people do something, a reflection on their life, a family mm. member, a pet, mm. something.
Yeah.
And it can be really important.
100%. And as I always say, as long as you're not hurting other people, do what you want.
I don't know how the butterfly, what relevance a butterfly had to anything.
Or the peace sign, or...
Why did she get a butterfly? Why did she get a butterfly for a
fiver? She was drunk.
Okay, so tattoos, good thing. Just not sure if we want them for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
What else have we got for you? What other bits and pieces did you send me? Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're talking about...
David is holding this show completely on his own. I'm just
doing
sitting
really
here
well.
Doodling.
This man cycled a load. It's brilliant today.
He's on fire. I need to get him cycling more.
We were talking about doing the logistics of the book, okay?
Yeah.
And because of the whole logistics, it's been a bit of a stressful... We mentioned panic attacks, anxiety attacks. Sleep wasn't great. But a couple of really positive things. What's about emailing yourself? And we've all done that.
I always email myself. Like, I'm in bed. God, I forget. Better not forget that.
Yeah.
So I'll email to myself. And I always go, when I check my emails, going, oh, I totally would have forgotten that now had I not emailed myself.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we found out about was Dermot, actually, he excels at Excel.
He's brilliant.
And he has the mind.
He does.
He's the mind. So we know everything's going in the right place, in the right order.
If Dermot's dealing with the dispatch and labels, it's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
Sarah might accidentally delete 40 lines and be on my phone at the same time, so I didn't realise I did it. So it's like horses for courses. Or Sarah would just sit there and cry in sheer panic at the quantity that we have to do. I'm going to be very happy in the kitchen, wrapping.
This comes back to, we talked about this before. For example, when you go on holidays, who takes care of the documents?
Yeah.
Same in our house.
He just does it right when it comes to things like that.
It's when it comes to the money situations in our house, I leave it to the person who knows. I'm the kind of person who would drop 100 quid out of his pocket and have done. Yeah. And never go, oh, I think I lost, I thought I had money there.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, she's got the diagrams, the tea spent, all this. And yeah, so I think leave it to the people who know. But certainly, he has that kind of mentality where he would be good at the structure.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be right.
So it's great. So I have just saved.
How does he deal with your impatience, though? Because you want it, like, now.
Kill each other. Like, honest to God, I'd say our neighbours are like, they're mental. Like, there's going to be a murder scene up there because it's like full-blown murder at each other. And then we roar laughing about it an hour later.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually because, like, he's hungry or I'm hungry or something silly like that. Yeah. And then we eat and then we laugh about it.
It's the best way out of it.
Oh, yeah, total.
Just get it done. Move
murder
it on.
Or just, like, slamming doors and storming out of rooms.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Everything had to be built stronger in our houses.
Yeah, it is.
Because we knew there was going to be a certain amount of slammingness.
Reinforced concrete, everything.
Do you know what I do when the slammy door thing happens? I go, oh, yeah, slam the door. That's a great one. Now, that just drives you
or
way worse.
Walk away. That's it. Walk away. What was that you said?
tell your teeth come out. What's that you said?
What was that? Oh, you're great at talking and walking away from me.
Yeah. Or you mumbled something. You said something. I heard you saying something.
Did you say such a thing? I know. Just fire a lump hammer at them. They're grand.
Yeah. Or if you can't get them, their car.
their car window. really hard to break a
just
Toyota.
Tell me now, did you use a bad word there? Because this is going straight out, do I have to edit
you
that?
You need to edit that. I didn't say the full one. I kind of started to say it and then stopped myself.
Okay.
Sorry.
I just have to write down the time of that one.
But yeah, we'll get through it.
Yes. Last book you read, apart from your own book.
Crap. I'm reading The Secret. And
what's The Secret?
It's all about your thoughts. And you're like, this is going to happen and I'm going to draw this to me and this is going to be fine. I've literally been praying, listening to positive mindset podcasts and reading The Secret for the past 6 months with this book. It's like, it's going to go to print. It's going to go fine. The file is going to be perfect. There's not going to be any mistakes. Everything's going to be fine. That's what The Secret is all about. And you bring them positive thoughts back.
Put it out into the universe.
Apparently the universe, you control your own destiny according to The Secret. So if you're positive and today is going to be a great day, sometimes it's hard and you're just like, Jeff. Oh God, I can't cope. So on those days, I read the bottle of wine that I
drink
open.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to have more time to read, but I just don't have the time. And then I get really tired when I read. I read on holidays. So yeah, The Secret,
okay.
And also world famous murderer serial killers. Love them too. That's what's on my bedside locker. It's like one of these ones that you buy for a tenner and it's got like all of the crazy murders over history.
Okay.
And what they did. And The Secret. And then there's my gratitude journal. I started to do a gratitude journal.
So do you fill it in what I'm grateful for?
Yeah.
Do you do it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. They say it's very good for your...
Yeah, stabilising and your mental balance.
Of things, yeah.
Yeah. So what's on my bedside locker? There's a lot of self-help books that I've never read. There's a load of them. Mindfulness, never read that. There was the anxiety ones, never read any of those. And then there's a lot of books on people.
I love you like
reading people.
Your biographies.
Yeah, so I'm reading Jimmy Carr at the minute.
Okay,
and
so that's good.
It's a bit of a self-help book. I also read your man's book before that, Dermot Whelan, the broadcaster and comedian. He's with Today
FM.
Yes, that's
meant to be very good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Because he tells it like it is. He knows you're not going to do certain things and he gives you things that you can do in a minute and you'd say, well, I might just have a go at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it can be good. And I'm looking forward to reading Josh Whittingham's book next. And I have a few in the pipeline.
It's Josh Whittingham.
What's his name?
Josh Whittingham.
Do you know the podcast I've talked to you before about Parenting Hell he does with Rob Beckett?
Oh, right.
He's a comedian from the UK who's pretty much in everything at the moment. He's also on The Last Leg. Very funny man. He's
only
also only 37.
1983.
Yeah.
You have to be aware.
But yeah. If you can read, now that we mention it, I was going to say, it was a question further on, what would you do in a life without social media? And last week we got a flavour of that.
It was lovely.
Wasn't it lovely?
Yeah, it was lovely. But I found the next day really hard to get back into it.
Yeah.
It was really hard to get into it.
People were saying, so we're talking about when Instagram, WhatsApp and Facebook went down. And people, there was a bit of panic for a minute. They're kind of, what? And then the people are like, is this going to come back? And you're, of course it's going to come back. Yeah. And then you're going, it mightn't come back. And it was like, how has our lives become, I just might read a book. So yeah. I started reading a book. In our house, there's three people reading books. Mm. We're going, telly's not even on.
Yeah.
We're reading books. Internet's not working. We're all reading a book. And it was, you know, this is okay. And I was listening to Charlotte Church on said podcast with Josh Widdicombe and also with Rob Beckett. And she was saying that she switches every now and then. She relies on social media.
Yeah.
But she switches every now and then to the old Nokia.
Okay.
So she might do 3 weeks on the Nokia.
Wow.
Text only.
Yeah, but she has a team of people that does all her social media stuff.
She said she used to go back on and do her own stuff for the Instagram. She might do that on the laptop, but you won't allow it onto the phone.
Okay, all right.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, 100%. Even like to switch off at the weekend. I do try and turn it off at night, early enough-ish, and then just...
At night? You sent me texts 20 past one in the morning.
Yeah, but that was different. That was Saturday night.
That was not Saturday night. It was Friday night.
Well, it was Friday night.
But the other thing that I was thinking about today on my cycle, Jesus, I hate cycling, was there's people in your WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
And then there's people in your text group. So who do you text and who do you WhatsApp? So there's people that you would WhatsApp.
Yeah, I know.
But they'd never be a text person. There's a difference between a text.
Yeah.
They're closer.
I don't know. It depends. Like, I text Dad.
Yeah.
Because I know that'll... He'll see that on his phone where the WhatsApp kind of might be over. You might have to swipe over.
Yes.
And... I don't know, business type things you text.
Yeah, I get the odd text. I'm just checking my text now.
WhatsApp would be closer people, yeah. Do you know what's really annoying? When there's a group, right? And you post something on a group WhatsApp.
Yes.
And you can see that four of them have seen it.
Yeah.
But nobody has responded.
Mm.
And then it's too late to unsend it.
Isn't this the problem with social media? Yeah. That it's the anxiety of the weight.
Why didn't they reply?
Yeah.
And then they reply like an hour later and you're like, okay, so it wasn't just me.
So I'm amazed at, and I often talk about this, that the whole world that you live in, that I don't quite live in, is I don't know if I could do it, because I don't know if I could put something out there and then get a negative reaction to it or not get as big a reaction as you think you're going to get. Mm. Do you spend your lives waiting for people to react to something, or can you draw a line and say, I couldn't care less?
I really couldn't give a shit. If anybody was negative, they would be pulled out so fast on it and publicly shamed on my page with their account name. Because I am giving free food advice here to people, so nobody is allowed to be negative. It's such a lovely community. Funny, I got a message from a lady and she was like, Sarah, I wanted to message you privately a question about a recipe. Like, is it okay to use cream instead of coconut milk? I didn't want to post it on the post in case I got mocked.
Right.
I was like, what are you talking about? If anyone mocked you, I'd have them hanging by their ankles out a window. We're all here to help each other, not at all. And as I said to her, chances are someone else probably thought the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so you really have to be on social media, very tough skinned. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm long in business, have had a lot of experiences. And I'm like, go on.
Yeah.
I dare you. Mm-hmm. See what happens.
I get a fair bit of a negative kickback on the radio sometimes. I think just ignoring them drives them way wilder.
Well, that's it. If you ignore it, it does. But no, in fairness, my page is very happy.
Okay.
One, touch wood.
So I'm holding my phone for a reason, because we'll talk about text and WhatsApp. So what's your last text that you got or sent?
Okay.
Text.
That's a very good one, actually. It's from my sister, Claire. There...
Can we read this now? I can't edit this out. You can't decide this evening.
But I'll explain, but it's so funny that you said that. So my sister Claire sent me, there is a space in graveyard.
That's brilliant.
I'm not trying to book my plot. And I've lost the reason altogether with my praying and mass going. I was trying to meet, like I gave my immediate family members a copy of the book today.
Okay.
But I wanted to be there when everybody saw it, because I didn't want Claire to go in and see it in Mum and Dad's. I wanted to see her reaction. So she was walking around the graveyard with the dogs. So I rang her and she said, come up and see. There'll probably be a space in the graveyard. So that was...
Okay, that's the last one you got.
What was yours?
The last one, it's Isabel, which is, can I top up my phone? Yes, you can. Thanks very much. What's the last one that I got from you? I'm looking at it down here. Is... I'm 10 minutes late.
Very exciting.
10 minutes and then leaving now. So you're probably on time, actually. And before that, I got one from you saying, can we say 7:30? I'm just in the door from the beach and I'm effing hanging tired. I need 10 minutes sleep or I'll crash the car.
That was a subtle way of saying, can we do it tomorrow? And what did you reply to that? No problem. Yeah. As I sat on the couch crying, going, I just want to go to sleep.
Okay, so there, text, WhatsApp, social media.
It's all a bit bonkers.
Sometimes, just look out the window for a while. And in autumn, look at the colours changing.
Aaron David.
Go on a bike.
Sounding like an old man.
Go for a long
cycle. Go for a 55 kilometre cycle. You'll feel amazing.
You'll feel fabulous. So the last book you read is self-help books. I'm reading a lot of anxiety books. Things are going downhill really quickly. Biggest risk you've ever taken? I think we know what that is.
Oh, I think definitely the book, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's always amazed me about my wife, about you, is that you'll just do it.
You just don't think about it.
I was, you know, how many years was Jane? How many different jobs has she just done? Mm. She will follow her heart. She'll say, no, I'm done with that. No, I'm going to this one. I'm going to this one. So we're, at the minute, we're doing reflexology. She did a course yesterday in Indian head massage, I think. Mm-hmm. 5 years' time, I don't know what she'll be doing.
Driving a plane.
She could be a pilot.
Jane, a pilot.
And the same with you. It's just, we will do it and we'll get it done and we'll see it through. So we'll feel the fear, but we'll just do it anyway.
Yeah, you just.
I think that's one of the books I have on my bedside locker. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Clearly you're not reading it.
No.
Jane is.
Yeah. I think it's great. Now, there's a certain responsibility for us that we have to stay back and make sure that everything's all right.
Who?
The people who have got normal jobs.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Who pay the taxes. Anyway, so we know what the biggest risk is. It's been the last year and it's been fabulous. And you do it all again. If we were here now and this was this time last year and I said, this is what's ahead.
I would not write the book.
Oh.
100%. It was the hardest thing. I absolutely, very, very could have ended up in a mental institution. I did not realise the amount of work and pressure in writing the book.
Okay, so people, buy the book. Buy the book.
It nearly drove Sarah
just
Butler mad.
Just buy the book.
I'm delighted I did it, but, oh God.
It's a legacy,
stressful.
It's there, it's going to be there
so
forever.
So stressful, and so of the amount of over and back and I did with publishers.
I know.
Like, so many times I just wanted to go, oh, here, forget about it. Forget about it, I'm not doing it. Like, we're nearly there, Sarah, we're nearly there. So yeah, no, definitely wouldn't have done the book, would have done everything else, but I'm glad I did it.
Quick fire questions
already.
I wrote these now like a Monday, so I don't know for a long way.
I'm glad you did, because all I've done is draw eyes here.
Mm-hmm.
And bees.
Fall over in public or fart in public?
Fall over in public.
What about if you fell over and did a big on the way down? That could happen.
That could happen. Fell hard enough.
And have you ever fallen in public?
I fell really badly.
You're like, I'm fine.
I fell. I think we spoke about it. I was working in a newsagent in like an indoor supermarket, and the newsagent was like around the whole thing. It was Christmas. I was late. I ran in. There was tiles. I slipped and literally slid the whole way in. Everybody just stopped and looked at me. And then I had to go in and work behind.
And then a little bit of a... Sorry! Excuse me.
Oh, more
Guinness. Would you rather have telekinesis?
Oh, Christ.
Or...
Sorry, I thought I silenced it. I'm very busy.
or telepathy?
Telepathy is being able to read somebody's mind.
Yes, or telekinesis is when you can move things with your mind.
Oh, I'd love to be able to read people's minds. That'd be so cool. Feck moving things. Imagine if I could know exactly what you were thinking when you're on your bike cycling.
Nobody wants to go in there.
What would you rather?
I think I'd move things. I'd move Kilchamar closer.
Yeah.
From my bike. Because I don't know, minds are worrying things. Hear a comforting lie or an uncomfortable truth?
An uncomfortable truth.
Would you?
Yeah, about yourself, I think. Yeah, like if somebody told you something that you didn't really want to hear.
So if I said to you, everything's going to be all right, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be, don't worry about this. We've done this before. This is going to be fine. Yeah. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or if I said to you, you know what? I think we're in real trouble about this one.
I would rather that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd rather know straight up.
You named four people. You said things about them. We're going to court.
Oh my God, David.
Or it'll be fine. I'll deal with this. Don't worry about this. I'll deal with it.
Yeah, no, I think the truth. Would you rather the other?
Sometimes I think it's at certain times. Sometimes you need the lie.
Well, like depends. Like if you're going to be going to jail.
It's a great little tip I have. So lie. If you meet somebody and you meet somebody and you say, "Oh my God, they look shocking."
Yeah.
Right, and you go. So do you go? Oh my God, you look shocking. Or do you say, "Jesus, you look great. You've lost a bit of weight, have you?"
I probably would say they look well because they've probably been told they look shocking by someone else and they feel like shit. So I'd probably give them a half.
Lies a good thing.
No, well, I'm just thinking, I thought, as in, like, I would rather you said to me, Sarah, you're coming across now as a bit of a tit.
Well, I would tell you that.
I would rather that than you say, you're doing really well.
Yeah, you're doing really well. People really like you.
Yeah.
Hashtag, they do not like you.
Yeah, they're really all talking about you. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's for me personally, I'd rather know the truth.
But would you like an uncomfortable truth from somebody you don't really know? Or, you see,
it depends on the situation.
Inner
if somebody
circle.
Just came up to me and was like, yep, I don't like your jumper, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I don't care. I don't really like you.
Best insult I ever heard when I was a DJ. Huh. Because they used to shout at us a lot.
Oh, I can imagine.
Play something with words. Play something with words in it, will you? Are you going to play something slow, are you? What's going on, right? And one guy was DJing away there, and I was with him, and he was DJing away, and he was playing, I knew his music was off.
Yeah.
So I was going, this is not our regular nights. It's slightly different. Different beats. 99% of the people are into it, some are not. And this one came up. She was the same height as us in the DJ box. And she said, will you play something right, will you? Will you play something right?
Yeah.
And he just shouted at her as she turned. Nice haircut, by the way. I thought that was the best insult ever heard. Brilliant comeback. Wouldn't be that brave. Never in all the years of DJ, I'd never be brave to give back cheek. Because
you're pinned in a box.
I had a couple of instances
Did anybody throw anything at you?
One guy who came in, the first person who came into a hall, ran up, jumped on the stage, put me in a headlock and put me on the ground, right? And said, you come down here now and you just think you're taking our money, do you?
Oh my God.
And when he turned out that I was related to people around him, he stood there and protected me for the night.
Oh really?
Yeah. I had a couple of instances. We had an incident once where a DJ I was working with, you know, there used to be big, you know, everybody be really in a high at the end of the night and we do the national anthem.
Yeah.
He did the first bar of the national anthem and he says, do you want one more? And he stopped the national anthem. He says, do you want one more? And the crowd went, yeah, give us one more. And then one guy come up and he was not happy.
Why?
That he stopped the national anthem.
Oh, for God's sake.
I thought we'd never get out of there.
There's always one idiot, isn't there?
Yeah. And there was another place when I was 16, I used to have to do, at the end of the night, they would switch on all the house lights.
Yeah.
And I had to go in behind a big curtain with the microphone, right? And I used to have to say,
right, folks, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, please finish up your drinks and make your way out to the front entrance as soon as you can. Yeah, I used to have that, God, right? And I was 16. And one night, I just...
Your voice not broken at 16.
It was just very high. And then I just see the curtains coming back.
I know.
Yeah, and this massive fella just looking at me going, it's you. And I thought, oh no, I'm going to get a box. But what he did actually, which I thought was quite funny at the time, was he went past me, he found the power switch for the building and he knocked that off.
Okay, that got them out.
Would you... This is the final one for this week. I'll have to reword it. I can't say that. You're my sister-in-law at the end of the day. Would you rather a bell go off every time you're feeling romantically inclined or never get romantically inclined?
It doesn't really matter because they're both equally the same. There's no bells going off.
Well, I was with himself on Friday evening at the pub and it was just bing, 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 bing.
Oh, I mean, if it was Dermot, it would just the bells be permanently. He'd have a bell hanging around his neck. But if it was me, I don't know. I honestly think I'm one of these like... Just what, there is a name. Is one, isn't he?
Okay, now I'm going to have to edit that out. Naming people and saying what they're like.
There's a person who in Ireland is it. He just wants companionship. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stressed out.
Yeah, you're stressed out.
I need a bit of a break. You need a break sometimes to engage in... You need to be relaxed, put it that way. And I'm really relaxed because there's a bazillion things to do.
And finally for this week, names that you hate being called. Mm-hmm. So I have a particular hate of being called Dave, obviously. Yeah. But hon. Oh my God, it does me head. Or good boy. Good boy.
Who says good boy to you?
Good boy, yeah. Good boy. What? Good boy. Yeah.
Who said that?
Thanks for that, good boy.
What?
I'm nearly 50.
Good man, maybe.
No, good boy sometimes.
Jesus.
She looked at the phone there. She put it on silent, but everybody heard the vibration.
I need to turn it upside down and put it on the floor now because I can just see it lighting up.
So none of those annoy you? If somebody who's belittle you?
No, I don't like...
Good girl?
No. Beautiful. Thanks, beautiful, from somebody that you absolutely do not know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, quay.
Right, sweetie, darling.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Hi, gorgeous.
Some fella said to you, okay, darling, here's your chips.
No, that wouldn't bother me.
You'd be all right
I'm not like Miss Don't You Call Me Darling.
Yeah, okay.
That's yeah, good. I wouldn't. By to be honest, that doesn't bother me. Yeah. Call me whatever you want.
just don't call me too early in the morning. Yeah. Or
well,
late
you
at
can
night.
If you want. Late at night. I'm worse at night.
If you WhatsApp, because we can ignore the WhatsApps. But if we text, we know it's a serious problem. That's it.
That it.
Thank you for listening this week.
Thanks for listening.
It was all a bit of a rush towards the end.
It was. We were
yeah.
Busy now yesterday.
She was just busy, yeah. We've had great support on our podcast, particularly over the last few weeks from listeners, and great input as well, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You can find Sarah on Instagram, Sarah Butler at Home Official. Her website is sarahbutleratholme.com for the books. And you can also get us on Twitter at Butler Podcast, and you can email sarahbutleratholme@gmail.com.
Yep.
And if you've got any questions, comments, if you want to leave a review or reaction, they're great. It's loads of people give us 5 stars, you know.
Really?
Yeah, and then somebody gave us 1 star.
Did they?
Yeah.
Do we know their name?
I know, I can't find it. I need you to have a look.
Oh, I'll find them. Start hiding 1 star person.
See you next week.
Bye.